Minnesota Police, large number of people on alleged shooter's manifesto, suspect identified. By Bob Price on June 14, 2025. Minnesota police say they found a manifesto in the fake police vehicle used by a man who allegedly shot and killed the state's Speaker of the House on Saturday. Police are providing additional security to individuals who were on the list. Police did not disclose the motivation of the alleged killer. When we did a search of the vehicle, there was a manifesto that identified many lawmakers and other officials. We immediately made alerts to the state, who took action on alerting them and providing security where necessary. Brooklyn Park Police Chief Mark Brulee said in a statement published by the Minnesota Star Tribune. Minnesota Bureau of Apprehension Superintendent Drew Evans said, "There was a list of individuals, and the individuals that were targeted were on that list. It's a large number of people." At approximately 2 a.m. Saturday morning, police were called to the home of State Senator John Hoffman. The senator and his wife had reportedly been shot and seriously wounded by the same gunman who later shot and killed Minnesota Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband at about 3:30 a.m. Senator Hoffman and his wife survived the attack and are listed in stable condition at this time, according to a statement by Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, Breitbart News reported. The alleged shooter, believed to be a police impersonator, fired on police officers who arrived at the home to conduct a safety check, CNN reported. The gunman ran back into the house and fled the scene. Police say the vehicle was a black SUV made up to look like a real police vehicle. Reports indicate the shooter has been identified as Vance Luther Bolter. Bolter was appointed by Governor Walz to the Workforce Development Board in 2019 and by then-Governor Mark Dayton to the Workforce Development Council in 2016. Breaking, I'm told by a police source in Minnesota the suspect in the shootings of MN state lawmakers is Vance Luther Bolter. It appears it is the same Bolter who was appointed to the Governor's Workforce Development Board in 2019 by Governor Tim Walz. He appointed to the pic.twitter.com/r1wjwxs2law. Julio Roses, at Julio_Roses11, June 14, 2025. The New York Post reports the alleged killer had no King's flyers in the vehicle he left behind at Hoffman's home. Regarding Hoffman's death, Walz said, "We're here today because an unspeakable tragedy has unfolded in Minnesota. My good friend and colleague, Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark were shot and killed this morning in what appears to be a politically motivated assassination. Our state lost a great leader, and I lost the dearest of friends. Speaker Hortman was someone who served the people of Minnesota with grace, compassion, humor and a sense of service. She was a formidable public servant, a fixture and a giant in Minnesota. She woke up every day determined to make this state a better place. She is irreplaceable and will be missed by so many." A manhunt is underway for the alleged attacker. Police say the suspect is armed and dangerous. The Star Tribune reported that police are asking people to avoid the planned statewide No Kings protests. "Given the targeted shootings of state lawmakers overnight, we are asking the public to not attend today's planned demonstrations across Minnesota out of an abundance of caution," the Minnesota State Patrol official stated. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.